almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home.
Microphone? Check. Coffee? Check. Racial hatred and police brutality? I'm not so sure. George Floyd.
Holla at me.
Let's get into this. Is it such a crime that the people that defend civilians every day of their lives sometimes fuck up, sometimes slip up, sometimes catch the wrong perp, sometimes kneel on someone a bit too long and they lose their life? We've heard it all before. Trayvon Martin, da 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 da. Black lives matter. Well, of course they matter, but why is it a problem if a police officer loses his cool and makes a mistake? We've had sacrificial lambs before. Jesus, the Son of God, was crucified, died, was buried for all of our sins. I'm sorry. People running around burning buildings and saying they've had enough of their black brothers and sisters being killed is a load of horse pucky. Stop trying to make a political agenda out of something that happened accidentally. Maybe the cop was an asshole. I think he's suffering the consequences now. But what we need to remember is that because of this situation with George Floyd and how he lost his life, we are going to have the Democrats ramping up and trying to change everybody's mind about voting for Trump for a second term. Now, I read briefly on AskGab that Metron wrote a post in which he said the situation was a psyop. Now, in the past, I've often disagreed with Metron. Let me have a sip of coffee. Still nice and hot and strong. This could definitely be a psyop. I'm not going to sit here and try to rationalize to you people that I love black people and I have their best interests at heart. But I'm sick and tired of people taking a situation like this and trying to make something else out of it. Yes, black brothers and sisters lose their lives in all manners of ways. And pushing the agenda that America is a racist nation is not going to help anybody. Just because you're going through hard times doesn't make everything a conspiracy against you. But what exactly am I trying to say? Well, let me lay it out for you plain and straight. What I'm saying is give the officer a break. You don't think that the man has dedicated years of his life to trying to protect the city that those people live in? Of course you develop anger problems. Of course you develop personal problems when you see dead bodies, when you chase perps every day of your life. We've seen it in all the cop dramas, all the crime dramas. But the thing that sickens me most is that the Democrats like to think that no good crisis should go to waste. What they're going to do is they're going to try and start painting America as a Hitlerian nightmare underneath Trump. and they are going to try attach any which way they can this situation with George Floyd to him, back to him, back to the great last hope, the great white hope. Why is it racist when white people look out for one another? Why is that not allowed? Why is it only that black people are allowed to band together and the Black Panthers are fine and raise your fucking black fist in the air? No, I'm sick and tired of racial aggression coming from black people. I'm sick and tired of you people making us people act to be the fucking demons. We are all people, but if you want to ramp up racial hatred, you can't expect there to be no repercussions. You can't paint every cop with the same brush. It's tragic that George Floyd lost his life, but you know what else is tragic? It's tragic that the Democrats don't let any good crisis go to waste. I'm telling you, they've sold their soul out to the devil six ways from Sunday if they're going to try and make a political meal out of this. Now, just as an aside, I made a thread yesterday night, my time, and I asked who would like to host As a Raised World alongside me. Well, it would probably turn into me interviewing them or something like that. But as you know, I've had Forest Dweller on the podcast. As you know, I've had Star Mountain on the podcast, aka Optimistic, a good friend of mine. And I have had Dynamo Hum on, which caused a humongous rift between myself and Metron, because he believed I should not interview her, and I cheekily titled the interviews I did with her Interview with the Devil, because he tried to make out that she was the devil. So, K-Dub responded, and apparently what he was saying in his post was that he has to politely decline because he's not good enough to be on the show, and he said, I have a gift and all this kind of thing. Now, I do think that God has given me the ability to monologue like this. That's true. I'm not trying to be egotistical, but there is a certain sense of hubris in me saying that. There is me tooting my own horn in a way. But I was rather taken aback at how often I misinterpret K-Dub, because I honestly thought that he was saying, yes, he will do a show with me. So, I understand that he doesn't want to. Metron suggested that Tootsie come on with me. I would like that, but Tootsie did not say anything as far as I can see so far. So I guess it's just me and you then. Back to George Floyd. Let's not fuck around here. This guy kneeled on his neck for, what, 8 minutes or something? It's tragic that people lose their lives, but for fuck's sake, cops protect us. They protect us from things. And it's a pity that America has got the history it has with black folks, with slavery, with all of that kind of thing. I don't see how burning down a police station, I don't see how that helps. That happens here in South Africa. People burn down the trains. Do you know how many times I've counted on my hands when I've said, oh my God, I hope that Forest Dweller comes home in one piece, when he used to take the train? Because when the fuckers here in South Africa, in Cape Town, don't like the way something's going, all they do is they attack and completely bomb and burn a train. That could have been my buddy that lost his life. Then must I start shouting about how white lives matter and that I'm tired of my white brothers and sisters dying? No, this is the end of the line. I don't give a fuck if you call me a racist. I don't give a fuck what you think. George Floyd was allegedly using fake banknotes to buy something. That's a crime. Who was the other guy? I don't recall his name. It may have been Trayvon Martin. I don't even fucking know anymore. I actually did a cartoon for a client that I should probably share on this in the show notes. So it can show you what a sellout I am. Or maybe I just look at things from a whole lot of different perspectives. But this should give you great pause, and it should make you realize that the Democrats are the ones who flock to this kind of thing. The Democrats are the ones who stand behind things like Black Lives Matter. Of course, there's a lot of hokey, flip-floppers in the conservative side of things in America, where they try and stand behind things like Black Lives Matter and cross the aisle and all that kind of thing. But you know what? At the end of the day, if black people want to make out as if they're the ones being killed every day, and maimed and tortured and pilloried, that is the reality you are going to create for yourself, African Americans. Because the thing you focus on the most is the thing you make. And I'm sick, I'm chock sick and fucking tired of people like George Soros loading up civilians otherwise not politically inclined, loading them up with bricks to throw at police officers. That's bullshit. The fucking police that try and protect the American people. Look, isn't it a shame that America is majority white? Isn't that such a pity? And we hear about the browning of America. Well, you are allowed to be opposed to the browning of America, newsflash. You are very much allowed to do and think whatever you want in America. At least that's the way it started out, for God's sake. Otherwise, do you want to be a limey? You want to be some limey? Why don't you fuck off back to the UK? You see, this is a hot button issue for me, because as a South African person, I see and hear and have dealt with this kind of thing many times over in my life. People making racial comments over things, and I speak up when white people start feeling sorry for themselves. But right now, it's black people in America who are feeling sorry for themselves. All because some guy got his neck knelt on for 8 minutes. Are you fucking kidding me? Stop turning every single black death into a sacrificial lamb. He is nowhere near the Son of God. He is nowhere near the martyr you are painting him out to be. I've seen it on SVU, I've seen it on Blue Bloods, I've seen it in Chicago Fire, I've seen it in all of these shows, in all the screenwriting, all of it. There are these militant people with political agendas jumping on innocent situations like this. Why the fuck can a police officer not make a mistake when every other day of their life they are protecting people just like George Floyd? Why is a human being not allowed to fuck up when they are a lighter tint in their skin color? I'm standing with my white brothers and sisters, and I'm standing with my police officers all across America right now. Fuck George Floyd. Whatever he did that was wrong, he deserved to get punished for it. Maybe he didn't deserve to lose his life, but that's where we are right now. He lost his life. Oh God, it's so refreshing to be able to say what I think. And I'm interested, listeners, in what you think of what I'm saying. Because what I'm saying is 100% honest and coming from a place of sincerity for me. And I'm very curious to hear what my good friend Matron has to say about this. It's a pity you lost your life, George Floyd, but maybe you shouldn't have used fake banknotes. Who was the other African-American guy who was selling illegal cigarettes that lost his life? I don't know, I lose count. There's been a lot of these things. Anyways, there's repercussion for your actions, motherfucker. And obviously, some countries are more lenient on certain people of certain races than others. There's something called national pride. if white people want to stand together for once, if cops want to stand together for once, that's fine. But burning down fucking buildings, it's not going to stop rotten cops from killing African Americans or whoever else. You think that a fucking cop hasn't knelt on a white guy on his neck and killed him? Fuck off. It's happened. It just doesn't make the news, for Christ's sake. Take that back. Cool. Just doesn't make the doggone news. Let me not blaspheme. It's not a good look. Anyways, let's take a break. I'll be back with you shortly.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. Well, I know what's right. I got just one life. In a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.